Okay, so let's talk about Bezalel for a moment, since we have we've met him several times at this point. Vayakel obviously repeats Truma, basically, and the chief architects of the Mishkan are Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, Matei Yehuda, and Eliav ben Achi Samachal Matei Dan. Midrashically, there are all types of traditions that Mashiach will come from some shiluv of these two shvatim, of Yehuda and Dan.
Dan, really?
Yes, there are midrashic traditions along these lines that the combined Bezalel and Anachi Samach. What?
Mother's going to be from Dan?
Yeah, something like that. Why Dan? I assume because he is the Maaseh V'chol HaMachanot, right? It's the head of the Machane and the end, right? That Mashiach comes from a combination of the Melech and the sort of the periphery of society or sort of something along that line is behind that midrash, I'm guessing. Though you get it here, right? That it is quite striking that you get someone from Yehuda who's the Melech of the Shvatim, and then for someone from Dan, who, like I said, is the Maaseh V'chol Machana, right? He's the rear guard. Okay, now Chazal pick up on in that famous midrash that we already quoted, I think a few weeks ago, that. In the famous midrash where Moshe turns to Bezalel and says, "What are you doing? Why do you things in the wrong order?" And he says, "No, that's not how you do things. You do things right as an architect. You build the building, and then you build what goes inside the building." So, what does Moshe say to him?
That's what God told me.
And he says,
"You're right. Do it
that way." But he plays on his name, which is
Bezalel Elokim.
Bezalel El Hayita. Right, that you are Bezalel, but that points out, as Mati correctly notes, right, that one of the things that you sort of can't escape about Bezalel is that his name means Bezalel Elokim, and what is he doing?
Making the Mishkan.
Yeah, or in another word, what is he doing?
Bringing the Shechina down.
What is he doing to build the Mishkan? What is he doing in the language?
Bezalel Elokim.
He's creating. He's creating, right? How do I know he's creating? You're like, oh, he's creating. What do I mean he's creating? Do I mean yesh me'ayin? No, I don't mean yesh me'ayin. What do I mean?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I thought I meant like a creative sculptor sort of thing.
Yeah, but I mean that halachically. Think about it.
Shabbos.
He is doing malacha, because malacha, right, what is required to build the Mishkan is malacha. And according to Chazal, we learn the 39 malachot that are asr on Shabbos, because they're creative, because they commemorate God's creation of the world from the Mishkan, right? This is a very simple halachic argument, that al-pi chazal, right, what Bezalel is doing halachically is considered creative, right? Again, the 39 acts that he is engaged in to build a Mishkan are the paradigms for malacha, which are asr on Shabbos. And the reason they're asr on Shabbos is because by refraining from those 39 creative acts, you successfully mimic God's cessation from creative work in the beginning of the right in the beginning of the world, and therefore there is a very simple right. This is not a drash. This is a very simple line in Chazal's thought that Bezalel's role is to be engaged in creative acts that parallel the creative acts of God. Right? And therefore cannot be involved in them on Shabbos, because Malach LeMishkan is not Doche Shabbos, right? Even though you would think it is, because the creative acts of the Mishkan, right, Shabbos still override them. You still have to cease on Shabbos, just like God. Right? And therefore, right, in Chazal's thought, and here I don't even think it's such a jump. I don't think this is so midrashic. Right? I think there is a very simple way in which the right and the midrashim spent a tremendous amount of time on this, in which Bezalel expresses Hitzel Melokim, Bezalel El Hayita, by being creative. And I think we noted this a few weeks ago, but maybe not, right? But if not, then we'll do it now. And that the Mishkan, and again, many Midrashim point to this, in addition to being parallel to the Mikdash, is meant to be thematically related to
Sinai.
Harsina, we did already. The other one that it's parallel to is
7 days of creation.
It's creation, right? It's creation, because in creation, right, God creates a space in which He is mitalech with man, right, in the Gan, whatever exactly that means, right? But then he ends up kicking him out of the garden, right? And just, and now he's, right, he makes a place for man in his world where he can be with him. And then once God kicks him out of the garden, God gives mankind another opportunity in the Mishkan to carve out a space where God and man can meet, which is the Mishkan, right? God carves out a world for us, and then Gan Eden for us specifically, right? And we carve out a space for him in the world. And therefore, again, the Midrashim are just, right, there are many Midrashim that point this direction, but they see in Bezalel this expression, right? And again, just the association of images that they tie up with Bezalel is that he is the ultimate expression of Bezalel Elokim, right, of Tzelem Elokim, because he, like God, right, this is one of, like, the Rav's big chidushim, right, that one of the central kiyumim of Allah the Bidrachav is being creative. Because the first thing we know about God is that he's creative. Never the first thing we know about man is that he should be creative. And this is, like, the second half of halachic man. But that's really what you get here, right, is that Bezalel is seen as doing the malachot, which are, right, imitating in some, right, halachic / theological way, God's creation of the world, right? But God created the world for us, right, to have a space where we could live and a space where he could interact with us. And now God says, if you want me to come back, right, after the whole debacle of the sin in Gan Eden and everything that's come from it, if you want me to come back to the world and have a place with you, then this time you need to be the creator and create a house for me, just like I created a home for you. And the person he tasked for that is not coincidentally named, literally, Tzelem Elokim. Right? Is named the person in the image of God because he's going to create a space. He's going to create a space for God. All that, I think, is, like, especially within the Midrashim, is, like, basic theology of Chazal in the Mishkan. I was listening to a shiur by a reformer this week, and this I'm not totally convinced of. He wants to add to this, right? Everything I've said now, I can point to explicit midrashim that go in this direction. He wants to take it further and note that Bezalel isn't just described as Bezalel. He's named as Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, which, right, in that he sees many, many creation references, right? Because he's not just Tzelem Elokim, right? But he's Tzelem Elokim who comes from Uri, which is Or, which comes from Chor, right? Chor, which, right, is the same basic word as Chor, which is a whole, which is nothingness, right? So he sort of sees, right, Tzelem Elokim, which comes from light, which came from, right, the vacuum, the emptiness that existed before. That is, I think, even getting more drashy than I'm willing to. I'm not sure I'm willing to go that far. That's a bit.
Came from.
What? Well, he's reading the whole thing metaphorically.
I know. Something didn't come from nothing.
I'm not sure I'm willing to go. I'm not sure I'm willing to go that way. But like I said, but even if you're not willing to go that far, classic Chazal theology, and to be fair, I think at some level pshat point to the first things I said. And again, if you want me just to prove that, look at the beginning of Shlishi and you just listen for a moment, right, and you understand why Chazal believe this so much. Vayomer Moshe ben Israel, Re'u, Kara Adonai b'shem, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'mate Yehuda, Vayimale oto, Ruach Elohim, b'chochma, b'tvuna u'v'da'at, Uvichol milacha, right? I mean, think about the number of creation words that were there, right? That he was called out b'shem, right? Which is that, you know, beginning when God names and Adam names people. He's Bezalel El, which literally means Tzelem Elokim. But in case you missed it, vaymaleo tel ruach Elohim, right? Which is that ruach Elohim marachav al panei amayim. That's God putting nishmat, right? Ruach Elohim in Nishmat Adam, right? That original creation, if he's creating a new Adam, right? And he's filling him with Chochmat Tvuna V'Dat, right? Which is, you know, the Eitz Hadat Tov Hara, right? That, now he's actually giving him Dat actively, right? From God in order that he can create, right? Like, you know, those words, you can understand why Chazal thought that even Al Derech HaPshat, you know, there's a lot pushing in you in that direction, okay?